WBDGFM HD1, Indianapolis.
You're listening to Ben Davis Giants Football on WBDG, Indianapolis.
Hey, let's go!
It's going to be fourth down, last play of the game, barring a penalty.
It all comes down to this.
Open your action.
Victory will not be handed to you.
Tom Allen's jumping up and down, getting everybody into it. One play.
Number one, Ben Davis Football is physical. Number one, Ben Davis Football is hit.
Who's going to go home?
All you seniors. Will you let this be taken away from you? No, sorry. No way.
You must go seize the
it's
moment.
It's going to come down to the signal. Touchdown, Ben Davis. Touchdown, Ben Davis. The Giants win.
I am honored every day to put on something that says Ben Davis Football. I am honored.
When you hit the door, you're a Ben Davis Giant.
And good evening and welcome to Inside Ben Davis Football presented by a Bear Realtor. This is the week one edition of Inside Ben Davis Football here on Indy's Giant 90.9. I'm your host, Jackson White. Joining me is WBDG General Manager John Easter and head coach for your Ben Davis Giants, John Jason Simmons, and football insider Jeff Robinson. The Giants last season went 7-6 and they lost 48-13 to Center Grove to Semi-State. So, coach, take us through what happened after that Center Grove loss and through the offseason.
Yeah, shoot, it feels like we've had a long off season. You know, I think so much of it is just the change of schedules, the ebbs and flows that came with COVID, and we got put on virtual learning there the week of Semi-State, and from that point, after that loss to Center Grove, I got in a text group with our seniors, and they asked how soon they could get back in the weight room. And you know, I think that kind of set the tone for us, set the tone for our offseason, really. Our to-be seniors were eager to get back in the weight room, get started right away. And, you know, just navigating the ebbs and flows of COVID, the different school schedules we had, the different bell schedules we had, the hybrid schedule, everything that we went through really from December through the end of the school year. I felt like our to-be seniors, our seniors right now that we'll talk about some tonight, really did a great job owning kind of their own actions, but also taking a leadership role and being assertive with it and driving our football team. And I really feel like our football team made some ground up from being out of the weight room for 20 weeks. You know, this time a year ago, we were just getting back into the weight room and just getting some of the rust knocked off. And I feel like our football team's had a really good offseason. Our senior class has done a great job kind of setting the tone for practice, setting the tone in the weight room. And I feel like we're as good as we've been in a long time, and certainly excited about the opportunity we have this Friday. But more importantly, it's a great group of kids that are fun to be around day in and day out, and that makes coming to school every day even better.
Coach, I know the summertime has always been a big preparation time for a lot of teams. How much extra preparation were you able to put in this past summer compared to the prior summer? And how much closer to normal do you feel that the past off season has been?
You know, when you look at our off season and what we were able to get done, it was really night and day compared to what we were able to do in 2020. You know, we got sent home March 12th, of 2019. And it was, from there, you just didn't know, And, this past offseason had a full end of the school year, utilized the IHSA's limited contact window. Felt like we did that really well without being disruptive to the other sport programs. We came in on Saturday mornings, got our work in Saturday mornings. We used one other morning during the week and really felt like our guys took to that well. Felt like we got our base installs in that we wanted to get in and maximize that time. And so when we hit the ground running, we got out of school June 2nd. Our first workout was June 4th in the weight room, and then we started June 7th on that Monday on the football field. And really it just kind of clicked and rolled for us. And you could see our football team every week in the month of June get better. We had that first week of June, we were out. We had a scrimmage with New Pal and turned the film on. It's like, ooh, we got a long way to go. Next week, had a scrimmage with Franklin Central. I was like, okay, football team's getting better. Then that last week of June, we had a scrimmage with Westfield. And then I felt like, okay, you know, our football team's starting to click a little bit, starting to come into its own. And then when we came back in July from the moratorium, we took the pads off. And we just worked on building body armor and working on our conditioning level. Coach Vanderbush has run a co-captains program here for 38 years now, and it really does a good job of setting the tone in our program. And there's so many other layers to it beyond just conditioning that can help build a football team. And our kids really own that. You know, the four co-captains, Keoki Toomer, Myron Green, Dylan Moore, and Donnell Mason, those four guys did a great job in leadership role. And our seniors, I felt, really stepped up and answered the bell in terms of just bringing those young guys along. And so, you know, for those guys – it was great to see them kind of get out of their shell and grow in that leadership role, especially Keoki and Myron, because those guys are, you know, those guys aren't as loud or aren't as vocal. And really Donnell, too, in some ways. You know, he's just not he knows how to pick and choose his spots. You know, Dylan's been out in front. Dylan and Myron can get loud at times. But for Keoki to come out of a shell and grow, for Donnell to come out of a shell and really take a great deal of ownership in it, I think said a lot about their growth, but said a lot about our football team, too. And so for us, we feel like we are as prepared as we can be. You know, we went into the last week of July. We got our last four summer practices in when school started, and then had a good 2 weeks leading up to this one. And, you know, we're scrimmage Westfield last week, so we saw the number two team in 6A. It was a good barometer for us. And now here we are, we get an opportunity to, you know, to go see us, you know, go see a rival on Friday night downtown Lucas Oil.
It's great to have Jeff Robinson back with us. I know we did not have Jeff at all the last year. So welcome back, Jeff.
Thank you. It's really good to be back, and I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more high school football this year. I saw one game all last season.
Yeah, I saw zero games live because I was back here in the studio a lot. So I'm right there with you. Coach, it's kind of strange. I mean, this is your fourth year at Ben Davis, but you've really had four different experiences as a head coach coming into a season. So for you personally, you know, kind of going off Jeff's question, what has it meant for you personally to kind of have somewhat of a semblance of normalcy coming into a season where you've actually had some normal off-season activities?
Yeah, I think, you know, the important thing is, you know, it's that the old adage, you know, you grow when you're uncomfortable. And you know, for us, there was no getting into a true steady routine. You know, there was just a lot of fluidity through it. And you know, as much as, you know, we coach our kids to win the next moment, to win the next rep, just to stay in the moment and be as competitive as you can in that moment, you know, I felt like it was important for us to model that as coaches. And we couldn't get too high. You know, I've told a lot of our coaches this. We can't overreact and we can't underreact. And, you know, I think the best thing that we can do as a coaching staff is just to continue to maintain a level of poise and steadiness and just continue to work through any type of situation that we get. Because our players are going to look to us. They're going to look to see how we react. They're going to look to see how we respond. And I think, you know, if you were to come into our building and spend a whole day with our football team, I think you would pick up pretty quickly that we are who we are. You know, I think all the way, you know, I try and be the same person day in and day out for our players. I think it's important. I think all of our coaches are that way. And so I think for us, it's just building a steadiness, building a relationship with our guys. They know how they have a feel for how we're going to respond. They have a feel, you know, for how we operate, how we think, how we take care of them, what the expectations are. And, you know, it's easy to look and talk about the standard of Ben Davis football. And I think ultimately that's where all roads lead for us when we get into any type of situation is, you know, it's the standard of Ben Davis football. Not only is it the state championships on the north end of the stadium, but it's the day in and day out ability to work to be great. And that's it for us. You know, when we talk about the standard, our guys know what that standard is, whether it's in the weight room, whether it's in the classroom. And so all roads lead back to that. If we get a change in school schedules, like we have to circle the wagons, we have to give them a plan, we have to execute the plan, and then we got a plan for the unexpected. And I played for a great football coach at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, and Terry Heppner. And he would tell us every fall, like, you got to have a plan, work the plan for the unexpected. And those words have never left me. And they're probably no truer than right now, because as much as 2020 was in limbo, I think what we're seeing day in and day out right now is 2021 is just as fluid with quarantines and contact tracing and everything. Like, we still have to be on top of our game and give ourselves an opportunity to win the next day.
So, Coach, last season you guys started off 2-5, and then finish the season 7-6. How do you start to not repeat that and try to get off rolling this season?
Shoot, you had to bring that up. You know, starting 2-5 last year, I think, you know, a lot of it was just a lot of it was we made too many excuses for our guys in some ways. You know, yeah, it was hard, but I think it was hard for everybody. Coming off of COVID was hard for everybody, and it took us a while to find our stride. Took us a while, you know, I think as a coaching staff to for us to find our rhythm and then to build confidence in our players. And yeah, I the best thing I can say about 2020 is our senior leaders never let our football team fold. And you know, we work day in and day out just to try and get a little bit better every single day. And you could see it, like I could see it, you know, our coaches could see it, but it's hard to build a lot of confidence when you're not having success on Fridays. And you know, to go 2-5, we kind of hit rock bottom when we were up at Carmel. And, you know, I think the first two games of the year, we just didn't compete, you know. So then you talk about the standard of excellence in our program. And the bare minimum is showing up and competing and representing Ben Davis football. So we go on the road to Pike, get a win, play Center Grove at home, give up 21 in the first quarter off of a myriad of errors. And then all of a sudden, you know, now you're 1-3, and we go on the road, we get a big win at Warren. Come home, lose in overtime to Lawrence North, and game we felt like we should not have lost. Then we went to Carmel and felt like we were backsliding a little bit to where we were the first 2 weeks of the year. We just didn't compete. And, you know, I think for our guys, I think the next day was probably the most important day of the year for our program, just because, you know, it was really just a conversation I had with both groups. Our defense came in the weight room and said, how good do you want to be? We got good football players in here. We got all these things. How good do you want to be? You want to be good, then we got to answer the bell, period. The offense comes in, had the same conversation with those guys, and we hit the practice field on Monday, had some alums at practice who talked to our guys, and so now they're hearing it from a different voice. They're hearing it from a guy who is top five all-time in career tackles, hearing it from a guy that was top five all-time in, you know, in career rushing yards, and that's not our coaching staff saying it. Those are guys that wore the same jerseys that our players did, and that resonated with our guys. We had a different week of practice going into LC. And really just, you know, that's when we kind of hit our stride a little bit. You know, we were able to win five straight. You know, avenging that Carmel loss in the regional was a huge win for us. And then, you know, we were tied at half, you know, with the eventual state champion. So, you know, we're there. You know, we're certainly in the ballpark. We just got to find a way to, you know, to get out of the gate a lot better this season.
Mm-hmm. And that will wrap up our first segment of Inside Ben Davis Football presented by Bear Realtor. And then next up, we will talk about the Giants taking on the Bulldogs this Friday night. This is Inside Ben Davis Football presented by Bear Realtor.
Babies come with lots of decisions.
Cloth or disposable? Crib or bassinet?
So when it comes to protection, go with the safest, most effective choice, vaccination. Get all the recommended vaccines for your baby by age 2 to protect your child against 14 serious childhood diseases. For more reasons to vaccinate, talk to your child's doctor. Go to cdc.gov/vaccines or call 800-CDC-INFO. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Now back to Inside Ben Davis Football, presented by Bear Realtor.
And welcome back into Inside Ben Davis Football, presented by Bear Realtor. I'm Jackson White. Joining me is WBDG General Manager John Easter, High School Football Insider Jeff Robinson, and, of course, Ben Davis Football Coach Jason Simmons. And we're now going to shift focus to the game this Friday against Brownsburg. So, Coach, I bet you have seen the Brownsburg scrimmage against Plainfield last week. And what did you see on film?
I think it starts up front for them. They, you know, up on their offensive line, you know, they have some big physical kids. They have some strong kids. You go back and you look at social media, and You know, you look at all the different things that, that teams like to post on their players, and, you know, they have some guys with some really strong big three numbers. You know, the right tackle is a big, strong kid, physical kid. If he gets his hands on you, it's going to be a long night. Allo, their left guard, I think is it could be a Division I guard. He's a young player. He's really strong. When he, you know, and as he grows and evolves as an offensive lineman, I think you're going to see him get recruited. The anchor for those guys, he's a returning starter up front, is the Jarvis kid at center. You know, he's a physical kid. He's a scrappy kid. We anticipate seeing him playing, we anticipate seeing him on both sides of the ball. But he's the guy that appears to be the glue. You know, we saw him a year ago, and he did a really nice job when he was surrounded with a couple Division I players and a solid offensive front. You would think they're going to lean on him quite a bit with a new starter at quarterback and some younger guys around him. And so, you know, we have to make sure that we're in tune to those guys up front. They played two quarterbacks in the scrimmage. You know, Jaden Whitaker is one. Gotkowski's the sophomore, so they played both of those guys. We anticipate seeing both of those guys on Friday. And, you know, I think the strength of their team is, you know, besides those guys up front, is they're going to want to run the football. You know, Leighton Jones and Turley Ford, two H-back tight end type guys that they have, and Caleb Marcus and Sherrell, the two tailbacks that we saw the most in the scrimmage. I think those two guys will be a focal point for them. It gives them an opportunity to take the pressure off the quarterbacks. And so we have to be ready to defend formations, have to be ready to slow down an outside zone scheme that we did not do a good job a year ago. And so we got to make sure we're sound fundamentally on defense. We got to make sure we're sound alignment-wise. We got to make sure we tackle in space when we have the opportunity to. Mm-hmm. And then you look at them on defense, and it starts up front for them on defense too. Leighton Jones is a guy that did not show up in the scrimmage. He's a guy, obviously, we fully expect to play in week one. Isaiah Street is an edge rush player, defensive end player that they have, who has really good length, has a really good takeoff, plays with a good motor. He's a guy that we're going to have a plan for up front. Linebacker level, Cade Gardner's a player that's physical, strong kid. Played a year ago, so he's a guy that we've seen a little bit of film on from past years. But he's a guy that we're going to have to account for in the run game and the pass game. He does a nice job getting into his zone drops in the pass game, and he's a physical run player as well. On the back end, they have a Division I safety in Miles. You know, they spun him down quite a bit versus Plainfield into the box, and so we'll have to figure out how they want to play him versus us. We don't play with a tight end or an H-back, so it's a little bit of a different look. So we'll see how they line up and try and defend us early. And they got some veterans back in the kicking game too. You know, their kicker hit a big field goal in the sectional game a year ago at the end of the game to win it versus Avon. And their punter is Nick Easters is back as well. So they have some experience back in the kicking game. And, you know, so when you look at them, it's a football team that certainly had success over the last couple of years. And, you know, it's a football team that really is based it's based on what they do up front first, and so we're going to have to compete on the line of scrimmage really well to have success on Friday.
Coach, last year you really went in with some key offensive pieces that were very inexperienced. This year you've got a little bit more continuity, starting with Juwan Swanson returning at quarterback, obviously Donnell Mason, Devin Wiley, and Dylan Moore, also key guys on your offensive attack. How much development have you seen in your own attack going into this game?
Yeah, I think when you look at our football team right now, we feel good about the experience we have coming back. Really, it's it starts with those four guys offensively for us. You know, we're going to play two quarterbacks. We did it in the scrimmage against Westfield and felt like both quarterbacks, Juwan Swanson and Chris Patterson, both did a nice job owning their role. They're unselfish players that do what we ask them to do. And that's the neat thing about having two senior quarterbacks with varsity experience. We interchanged them in the flow of the drive, in the middle of the drive, and it was seamless for us. And, you know, that's not easy to do. And, you know, I think it speaks to Caleb Small, our offense coordinator, and speaks to our offensive coaching staff to be able to do that. We have three guys up front that we feel really good about in terms of their experience coming back. Keelan Davis and Mati Sidibe at offensive tackle and Marcus Howard at center. All three of those guys have started games on Friday nights. So those are guys that we, you know, certainly feel excited about. Cameron Davenport, Jabril Muhammad, and Amari Phillips are three other interior guys that will play for us who have had good off seasons and good camps. And so we're as strong as we've been in a while up front. We're as physical as we've been as a whole across the board. Tank and you know, Donnell, who we call Tank, and Demo on the perimeter are two guys that we're expecting big things from. They've had good off seasons, really good off seasons. They can be electric with the ball in their hands out there. And, you know, if teams start to try and take those two guys away, then getting Devin Wiley going downhill between the tackles is something that we're really excited about. He's a guy that that has had a really good offseason, emerged late in the year last year, had a great regional game. And so we're excited to see what he can do as the lead back, you know, going into his senior year.
In terms of your offense, is there an area you feel like maybe you might be a little bit behind, at least to start the season?
With the experience we have throughout and with having a full offseason, we feel like we can go into this game with a full playbook and a full complement of plays. And that, as much as anything, has been good for us to get volume reps at those things over the last couple of weeks. But, you know, it speaks to what Jackson talked about earlier, is how do you get off to a good start in the season? Well, you get off to a good start in the season by making sure you have a good plan for week one, making sure that your guys are mentally ready to go in week one. And making sure that you've done everything as a coaching staff to prepare your guys, and we feel like we're getting to that point. We know we have a couple of preparation days left going into Friday, and so we want to make sure we use the next couple of days to leave no stone unturned, because we know, one, we're going to see a good football team in Brownsburg with their own experience back, but we're also going to see a really good coaching staff too, and so we're going to have to be on top of our game as leaders of our program.
Yeah, Coach Hart's definitely a good one with state titles in two states.
No question.
Speaking of coaching, Coach, are there any coaching changes on the roster for the Giants?
Yeah, we moved Alex Kirby into the special teams coordinator role for us. Alex has been in our program since I came back, so this is going on year 4.
WBDG alum.
Yeah, WBDG alum is right. And so I tried to tee that one up for you. So Alex has done a really nice job with our special teams, just in terms of preparation, schematics, and getting our guys coached up along with the rest of our coaching staff. Bo Thompson, who's a Ben Davis alum, is helping out at the varsity level with the wide receivers. He's been helping out with the freshmen for a long time in our program. Bo was a very successful alum, he was a very successful player as a Ben Davis Giant when he was here. He's done a really nice job to helping develop our wide receiver core. And then Mike Adams is another Ben Davis alum. He was the first 100-meter state champion. We got Coach Adams back. He took 2020 off, but we're excited to have him back helping Coach Suggs in our secondary this year. So we've added some new faces across the board. There's a couple of other new faces in our program as well. But, you know, we're certainly excited about the dynamic of our coaching staff. You know, I think if anybody were to spend time around them, and I think you've seen a little bit of it, Coach Easter in the hallway, is, you know, the cohesiveness of our coaching staff has trickled down to our players. You know, our coaching staff is really tight. I tell people all the time there aren't any egos in the room. And people look at me crazy when I say that, but we have a bunch of guys that care about kids, that love coaching ball, and that just want to show up and work. And you know, I think that's rubbed off on our players, because we have a bunch of players that just show up and want to try and outwork people and love competing. And so you know, it's a fun group to be around day in and day out.
So Coach, this season you guys start your first game and an away game, but it's not at Brownsburg, it is at Lucas Oil Stadium. Is there anything special you're preaching to these players, as this is kind of a special game? You guys have not played there since 2017, so and this is going to be a big game for these players, and I bet they're all excited. Is there anything special you're preaching there?
I think there's a couple of key points you got to hit on, and one of them is you got to make sure you stay hydrated. That inside air hits a little bit different, you know, and I think it's important for guys to stay hydrated. And two, when all the novelty of being in Lucas Oil wears off, you're going to go back to the level of your training. And so where does the level of your training have you? And, you know, for us, it playing the second game, the first game starts at 6. There's nothing about Friday that is that's like in rhythm at all. You know, you have a longer chunk of time after school. Bus leaves a little bit later. You get down to Lucas Oil. You're only guaranteed a little bit of time on the field. I think it's just got to be a fluid situation. So we've talked to our guys a lot about just winning the next moment. You don't know what that moment's going to be. I mean, it could be this drill. It could be, you know, they could come in and say, hey, you got 20 minutes. If we got 20 minutes for warmups, we got a 20-minute plan. We got 40 minutes for warmups, we got a 40-minute plan. So, you know, we're just going to take it in stride. You know, I think the important thing is to, yeah, it's going to be neat going down there, and you're all going to be big-eyed, but, you know, how fast can we get you locked into what you need to do and what, you know, what the task at hand is? I think both teams are going to be that way. You know, none of our players have really played down there. None of them have played down there at the high school level. And so, you know, just get in there and just own your role. And yeah, it's cool. You know, I know our guys have been looking forward to it. But at the same time, it's still got to be more of a business trip than a field trip. And just making sure we go there with the right intentions, the right frame of mind, the right attitude is going to be critical.
Coach, what are the three main keys that you see going into this game that'll decide whether Ben Davis wins or loses on Friday night?
Well, I think when you look at early season games and you look at, you know, you look historically speaking on the last 2 years, you look at 2019, 2020, we went into both games carrying a big shovel. You know, we went in 2019, turned the ball over. Brownsburg capitalized on those things, hit some big plays early. We got into a big hole, couldn't get out of it. 2020, same kind of deal. We get 8 yards on the first play of the game, then we give up a sack because we slide the protection the wrong way, and all those things. So I think just winning the next moment is going to be important. So in order to do that, you know, I think you have to, one, I think defensively we have to get aligned and we have to tackle. Okay. And, you know, I think that's critical for us. Two, you got to minimize mistakes. You go back to last year, we had 40 yards worth of penalties in the first quarter alone. You can't give any offense 40 yards because you're down a score right there if you give them 40 yards. We had 40 yards of penalties defensively in the first quarter last year. So we got to minimize those mistakes, okay? And then, you know, I think we got to take advantage of opportunities that come our way offensively. And so, you know, those three things to me are certainly in the back of my head. Going into Friday, there are things that we've talked to our players about, and just in a different context. But, you know, we got to maximize opportunities that come our way. We got to make sure, you know, from a defensive perspective, we get aligned, we're gap sound. We get a lot of hats to the football. We get off of blocks and we go finish plays and tackle well. And we got to minimize, you know, the self-inflicted wounds. We got to take care of the football, one, and we got to minimize penalties. I think those three things are probably the three things that are in my mind the most going into Friday. And then we got to make sure we get our guys focused and ready, you know, based off of the ebb and flow of the night.
So, Coach, as we wrap up this first edition of Inside Ben Davis Football for this season, we need your final thoughts going into this game versus Brownsburg.
Well, you know, we've had a great off season. We've had a great off season that I feel like we've maximized with all the fluidity that's been thrown our way. We have great senior leadership. We have a great group of players that are really fun to be around. Now we just got to go put it together. You know, I thought we traveled well last week going to Westfield, handled the scrimmage environment there well. Now we got to stack days and put back-to-back weeks together on the road. I'm certainly excited. You know, I think I'm excited to watch our team play defensively. We have some long players that are going to get their first Friday night, you know, substantial run that we're excited about. And I think offensively, it's, you know, for us, we got an opportunity to let it rip with when you look at all the guys that we have coming back. And so, yeah, I think people that are accustomed to Ben Davis football are going to appreciate this football team for who they are as people, how they compete and how they play the game. And they're going to appreciate this group for how hard they play and how hard they represent Ben Davis football.
And that will really wrap us up for this first week's edition. Thank you for Coach Simmons for joining us tonight. Don't forget to tune in Friday starting at 7:30 as Peyton Scholl and myself, Jackson White, will be calling the action as the Giants take on the Bulldogs at Lucas Oil Stadium. This has been Inside Ben Davis Football.
This has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.